Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager from Way Memorial Hospital. Thank you for listening to this morning. So on today's show, my guest is Ricky Korb. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. So Ricky's not new to me because you used to work at Way Memorial Hospital. And we've known each other for many years already, correct?
Yep. Just about 12 years I worked at the hospital.
Yeah. So he would register my patients when I did nutritional counseling. I have to say that. And you were awesome.
Thank you.
You could always find me wherever I was. So that was good. But now you're in a new role. You're working at the Wayne County YMCA, and you are the program coordinator for the new well-being initiative, correct?
Correct. That's it.
And I think this is so awesome. So you, the whole initiative was on the TV the other day, which was promoting it, but you will do a much better job at explaining it. So can you let our listeners know what this new well-being initiative is and kind of how it got started?
Yeah, sure. So the Well-Being Initiative was a grant-funded program that was written by the CEO of the Greater Scranton YMCA, Trish Fisher. It was backed by Congressman Cartwright, and it includes five YMCAs across Wayne, Luzerne, and Lackawanna counties. The main aim is to bring holistic and specialized instruction programs to the community dealing with mental health and well-being.
Great. And the programs that you provide, because I know some individuals may, you know, ask this, do they have to be a member of the YMCA or is it open to all community members?
It is open to all community members. It's free to YMCA members and non-members as well.
Great. And, you know, I just think the approach and the idea is so wonderful for our community, plus the other YMCAs that are having it, you know, kind of in the Northeast region. But, you know, tell us a little bit about it. Like, are there partnerships within this initiative?
Absolutely. We've partnered with the National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI. They've brought a lot of their programmings that were already existing with NAMI. Now they're available in shorter segments at all of the YMCAs that are participating with the Wellbeing Initiative.
Right. And for those of you that may not know, I mean, many times I've had Joanna Van Tine, who is our Wayne County, you know, educator, volunteer coordinator for NAMI. Yep. And she's just does an awesome job. So you're working closely with her, right?
I am. Yeah. She's leading some programs for us at the Wayne County YMCA right now, actually.
Yes. Yep. And so, you know, why don't we talk about some of the programs that are in this new initiative?
Yeah, definitely. So since we kicked off with what Joanna was doing, we'll start with Hearts and Minds. That's an 8-hour training that was passed down from NAMI, but they have split it up into 8 1-hour sessions. The main aim of it is to teach people how physical and mental health are just connected, and they also learn how to advocate for their health. I actually sat in on the first hour session. They talk about I statements with providers in order to communicate effectively and just advocate for yourself. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Hearts and Minds is a fantastic program.
Right. And again, you know, when you're telling me about this program, it could be for anyone.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, you know, a lot of people are nervous when they go see their doctor and
yes,
their physician. And, you know, I tell my kids, you know, something like, ask them this, ask them that. They're like, but no. I'm like, no, they want to make you well. They want to keep you well. That's the whole goal of healthcare now.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, when you teach someone how to interact with their provider, any provider that they deal with or individuals overall, it just benefits them, correct?
Yeah. And people tend to forget sometimes that doctors are human as well, you know. Having effective communication with them is the key to a good professional relationship and wellness.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yep.
So what about some other programs that you have?
So I have my own program that I started, which is called Music to Calm the Mind. That's where I'm using instruments, guitar, bass, ukulele, to teach people how they can use that to deal with stress in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty much music lessons. We learn how to play together. We have books available that they can check out. And also instruments available. If you don't have your own instrument, then you come in, you use the one that I have there. And then, you know, I even let people take them home with them sometimes.
That's great. So they can practice, right?
Exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's practice is key when learning music. Yep.
Right. And also, you know, maybe when they're with you, they don't feel that stress, but maybe when they're home, they do. So that would give them a great opportunity, right, to utilize that skill in that therapy.
Yeah, yeah. When they feel the stress of life, which everybody feels every once in a while, just sitting down and playing a little bit of music, getting engrossed in a book about music is a good way to kind of manage that.
Yes, yeah. And I know listening to music helps a lot of people to de-stress.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So what's another one? Because there are, I think, about almost 10 different programs that eventually are going to be rolled out here at the YMCA.
Yeah, we have a bunch running right now, and then there's also some in the future. We're hoping to roll out some support groups. One that's already in the works is our coffee group. Mike with Anatomy Craft Coffee Bar has been generous enough to supply us with coffee and pastries every Tuesday from 9 to 11. Community members just meet up and talk to each other over a nice hot cup of coffee and a pastry.
Wow. I think I may join that.
Yeah. It's a good time.
Who doesn't like coffee? And if you don't like coffee, I'm sure, you know, you could bring your own cup of tea or water, but yeah. The pastries sound really good. So again, a social, just a general social event where, you know, individuals maybe want to get out, meet some new people. And again, it's a free event.
Yeah.
And that's being held at our Wayne County Y, correct?
Right, in the rec room. It's just kind of off the side to the check-in area.
Okay. Again, free to anyone who wants to come.
Free to anybody. And the whole point of it, like one of the buzzwords that you're going to hear when you talk about mental health and psychology is support networks. The whole point, I'm going to be there to kind of moderate a little bit, but I want community members to talk to each other to try to expand their support network so they mm-hmm. have people to call when they're having, you know, some sort of issue.
Right. And that's important to know, too, is, you know, again, it's just a way to come together, but you're can also provide them with resources, right? If they don't know where to go, which directions to help them, maybe with a provider or a resource or someone else that professionally that they may need to talk to or just meet new people, right?
Yep. We're connected with the system of care in Honesdale. We want to have all the resources ready for anybody who's looking for any supportive, the clinical aspect. We can refer people to those places mm-hmm. and get them connected to you know, caseworkers, inpatient, outpatient services and stuff
right,
like that.
Right. So, and what about some other ones that are out there that you're going to be doing?
So one that's going to be starting on March 28th is going to be our family support group. That's also going to be held by Joanna from NAMI. That's going to be for family members, partners, and friends of people with mental health conditions. Mm-hmm. It's just very educational and also another kind of support system kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah. Just meeting people and having the coping skills through connectedness.
Right. Right. And just learn skills like, you know, how to talk or how to listen to your loved ones that maybe, you know, are going through some mental health issues.
Right.
Yep. Which is really important.
Yeah.
Okay, so creative writing, cooking, what about things like that?
So in the future, I do have somebody in mind who's going to be doing a parent and child cooking class. We partnered with Hop Baron's Kitchen. It's a commercial kitchen down on 6th and River in Honesdale. They're going to let us use their kitchen to hold kind of an interactive cooking class where parents and children are able to cook together in order to bring them closer together.
Right. Because, obviously, you know what I used to do. I was nutritional counseling and a registered dietitian. I still am. I just don't practice that anymore. But something we've always encouraged families to do is mm-hmm. to eat together, to cook together. It really just brings that togetherness.
Yes.
You know, it gives family a great time to communicate.
Yeah.
You know, and that's some of what these programs help individuals do, right? Is just talk to each other.
Exactly.
And bring them together.
Yep.
So what else do you have on that list? I know you have a couple more things, right?
Yeah, there's a couple more. So we have a couple one-off courses that are being held by Kaylin Baus. She's a certified sound therapist, yoga instructor, and Reiki master practitioner. She's going to be holding Mind, Body, and Breath Workshop, which is an educational interactive class that shows how these three things kind of work together to keep participants feeling their best. That's going to be happening on April 11th. It might come back in May. We're kind of in the works with that right now. And then she's also doing a sound therapy workshop where she's using sound to deepen the meditative state for those who find it difficult to quiet their thoughts, deepen their breath, and feel more present in their body during meditation.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be happening 2 weeks from the Mind and Body Breath Workshop. It's April 25th from 12 to 1.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we still have a little bit more time left, but someone's listening. Hopefully a lot of people are listening out there. I know a lot of people that I know. They come up to me and they say, great show. And I know they're going to love this one. If people want more information about this well-being initiative, how can they find that out?
So we do have we have the Wayne County YMCA website at wcymca.com. There's a page that's dedicated to the well-being initiative that I post all of our flyers to. Our number is there. You can always call 570-253-2083. You can ask for me. I'm always open to talk to community members. I actually advocate for that because I like to hear what we want to see in the area.
Right.
So you can get more information that way off the website or call us and ask us. Everybody's prepared to give some information out if anybody mm-hmm. needs it.
Right. And again, the reason why I really do love this program is, you know, again, it's open to all community members and it's free. I mean, because we know how important everybody's well-being is.
Yep.
You know, it's just across the board. Anyone who's listening can really, you know, utilize these programs and benefit from them.
Yeah. And one of the huge barriers in mental health across the board, you know, is health insurance.
Right.
It's expensive to kind of advocate for yourself. And sometimes insurance doesn't help with that.
Mm-hmm.
Our program offers these services to people completely free of charge. And they can just stop in. I'm always available. They can talk to me. There's always someone there to talk to.
Right. Now, if someone doesn't know where the Wayne County YMCA is, can you kind of give them some idea where it's located? I know it's Park Street, right?
Yeah. So it's 105 Park Street in Honesdale. It's the Armory. It's kind of across where women's healthcare used to be, right at the start of River Road there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. So it's right there. Easy access in and out. So, you know, if you're listening and you don't have a computer, but you know where the Y is, they can stop in, right, and pick up a lot of this information that you have there.
Absolutely. We always have flyers posted at the front door, and all of the front desk staff is educated on what we have going on and what's available. So mm-hmm. there's always someone there to talk to, even on the weekends.
Right. Yes. Yes. You know, and a lot of the programs or most of the programs that you're doing are what we call evidence-based.
Yes.
Right. So that means research has been done to show that there are benefits and great outcomes with these programs, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, like Hearts and Minds is one of the evidence-based educational programs that exist out there. Mm-hmm. It just showed that participants, you know, took away how to advocate for their health and why mental and physical health are connected.
Right. Yeah. And again, it's just the whole holistic, you know, with all these different types of therapy. So people think therapy when you sit in a room and talk to someone, but there's so many other options out there, like you talked about, music, right? Sound. Yeah. Art,
mm-hmm.
cooking. Yeah. Cooking is also therapy, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, anything that you do, you know, even recreationally, can really be used as treatment for just a bunch of mental health issues that exist mm-hmm. out there.
For example, I love going to the Y and working out and doing my classes because that's my therapy.
Exactly. That's what it's all about. Yeah. Exercise is a huge one.
Yes. Yep. Yes. And I've met wonderful people. I mean, great people go to the Y.
Absolutely.
Great people work at the Y. You work at the Y
now.
Awesome.
Yep.
So any last words for our listeners today?
Yeah. I just want to let the community know that that you're not alone out there. Even if you're struggling finding care for mental health, There are programs out there that that can help you. And I encourage you to call me and talk to me anytime.
What's the phone number again that they can call you at?
The phone number for the Y is 570-253-2083.
Well, Ricky, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Carol.
You're welcome. And again, anytime. Again, this is Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager at Way Memorial Hospital. If you want any more information about today's show, you can also give me a call at 570-253-8422. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.